because of the Great Depression, did you ever have to work as a child?
No, I didn't have to work except just being useful around the house.
And
I didn't use anything to make any money because we didn't have any way to make anything, you know. I'm sure my older brothers and them did, though they did extra things to help the family. And of course, my older brother was in the service early, around in the 40s, but I couldn't remember too much about that. But all the kids did help around, you know, the house and help mother with clothes and getting chores, you know, around. We didn't raise any vegetables or anything where we lived, so it was, you know, dependent on Dad to do everything.
None of y'all ever had to work in a factory, you know, when y'all were small?
No.
Okay. Did you or your brothers or sisters ever get to go to college?
No, we didn't. None of us go to college. I did when I finished high school. I went a couple of years at the University Center.
Okay. Do you think because of the Great Depression that, or if the Great Depression hadn't come about, that maybe y'all could have had a chance to go to college?
We'd have had a much better chance. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did the Great Depression seem to affect the crime rate?
That I just really don't know. I just really couldn't. I don't remember any crime. All I remember back when I was a child was just the threats of war, and I just had a real bad feeling about wars and everything, and the way the World War II was going on and before, you know. I was real, real upset about that.
How did the Great Depression affect prices of food and other things?
Well, I really don't remember about that. I remember we could get food was cheap, you know, if you could get the food, you know. But it caused, the Depression probably caused a lot of things to be, you know, bad, like the farms and everything. The crop, especially out west, you know, that during the Depression and the droughts that they had out there, it caused the farmers not to be able to have the food that we needed, you know. So it put a stop to a lot of things. People grew things locally. That's about all they had, you know.
What about any prices of other things like gasoline or clothing?
Then again, being in a big family, I remember Dad just having a hard time getting everything for us. We had to, of course, Mother now, she made clothes for the girls and everything, and sometimes she made shirts and things for us out of feed sacks that you could buy feed at the store. I remember she used to make clothes for out of those, and of course, we bought blue jeans, but they had to last a long time, and we had tennis shoes that we wore during the winter a lot even, and of course, you know, other shoes good, but we had to make one pair last a long time. Of course, in the summer though, we went barefooted, so we didn't have to buy shoes.
What do you think about President Roosevelt and his plans to try and get us out of the Depression?
I believe right now, if it hadn't been from Franklin D. Roosevelt, that our country would still be going backwards. I think he was the greatest president that we've ever had. And I know because that's all I ever heard was how good President Roosevelt was. And my daddy, when the news come on the radio, Dad would listen intently to everything that was said about Roosevelt and his administration. And I feel like we're very fortunate that he served. It was in his fourth term when he died, and he did everything great for our country.
were your political views back then?
I didn't really have any comments much on political things, except just I felt like I knew my father, knew what he was talking about political things. I knew he he liked Roosevelt very well, and there was a lot of probably adversaries of his that he didn't like, and I just kind of followed on what he thought.
Okay, during the rough times, what was your family's or your favorite pastime?
Well, it would just about have to be the radio. We had an old radio, and of course Daddy kept it running. We had old tubes that went in there that would burn out occasionally, but we could get programs that was funny, and we could hear the news, and we started getting a newspaper back in the early 40s, and that was entertainment for us, although we did get to go to the movies once in a while as a family. Maybe my mother and daddy and a couple of brothers would go at one time. The next time, the girls may go with them. And it didn't cost us about 10 cents a piece to get in the movie. And that was really a highlight. Maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks or maybe a month, we'd get to go to the movie. And during the winter, we just really didn't have much to do. We except just play outside. And we didn't see many snows or anything like that, but we could always entertain ourselves somehow. We didn't have much to entertain, but we made out and seemed like we had a good time anyway.
Okay. Do you feel that your family would have been better off if y'all had not had to go through the Great Depression?
Definitely. So I think things would have been better. There'd been more jobs for everybody. And yes, it definitely would have been better.
Okay, because of the Great Depression, was it hard for your family to get any kind of medical help, or how did y'all get medicine?
Well, I guess we were kind of fortunate. My mother's sister and her brother were in the medicine field. They were X-ray techs. And my aunt was a registered nurse, and she worked for old Dr. Savage. I know a lot of people remember him. He died at an old age, but way back then, anybody could call him. They'd have to go long distance to get a phone to call him to come to your house, but he would come to your house. And I remember, I think the most you ever had to pay was like $5 for him to make a house call. And but he was always good at that. And some people might have been worse off than that. But I remember one time, I don't really remember it. I was only about 2 years old, but I've heard about it all my life, that one time my leg became blue. You know, it just turned blue. And mother thought that I had spilled ink on my leg. And my older brother, Frank Jr., said, "Mom, that's not ink on his leg. It looks like it's something to do with the blood in his leg." So he started out to town walking from all the way from the top of the mountain all the way to town. And got the doctor, and so they had to take me to the hospital or the doctor's office, and they tried everything. Back then, I didn't know what kind of medicine they gave me, but mother said that the doctor walked the floors after trying certain medicine, and said, "Miss Swartz, I just don't know what to do." Says, "Your boy's going to have to lose his leg if the medicine doesn't work." And he tried something else, and he walked the floor some more. And mother was sitting in the lobby, and she he came out and he said his eyes was lit up. He said, Miss Swartz said it worked. The last medicine worked. And to this day, I don't know what happened, but it got the blood flowing in my leg straight, and it turned pink again.
So, with the hard times and stuff, was it hard for your parents to pay for those medical bills and stuff?
Yes. It was hard. We just really, actually, we could not afford anything like that. My aunt, being the nurse, she would check on us every once in a while and fix wounds and things like that, you know. And of course, Dr. Savage was just a family doctor, and he took care of us. And don't know how we ever paid him, but when you don't make $15 or $20 a week, probably you just have to pay a little bit. Just like you would if you made $1,000 a week, you just have to pay so much until you got it paid, and then maybe it'd start over again.
Okay. Can you remember any other stories that your mother or father would have told you about the Great Depression?
No, I just remember a mother. She would say, "Oh, you just don't know what a terrible time it was. It was just terrible." She said she remembered one time that she went to the cupboard and there was nothing but an onion in there. And she cut that onion up, put some water in it, and made some soup for the family.
Okay, can you remember any other hard times that y'all had to go through?
Well, I don't remember us having that hard a time. Like I say, we all seemed happy, but we was happy being poor. I could just say that, you know. I just remember how hard it, Daddy telling us how hard it was for everybody in town, you know. And they just had to rake and scrape for everything. And like I say, they weren't any jobs, and he had told people that committed suicide, and they just got so down on their luck and everything, and that's all I remember about it. But that's enough, you know. I know enough that it was really bad, and like I say, money didn't amount to much back then, you know. But I'm sure things, if they hadn't been from the Depression, things would have been a lot different.
Okay, from your point of view as a young boy, when you think back, did you think of yourself as being poor? Or did you notice when you got older, you look back, then you realize you were poor?
No, I thought we were poor then. That just didn't matter too much, you know. I knew my mother and daddy worked so hard for us. Like, I'd go to school and I'd see my ragged clothes and shoes, and I'd see other children with better things. Of course, some of them, everybody on the mountain up there was kind of poor, you know. But I look back on it now, and I probably wouldn't trade it if I'd had a whole lot of things, because we had such a love in our family. That seemed like it meant more than gold and silver.
Okay. Do you remember what was the happiest times during the end of the Depression?
Well, I don't really, I don't know when the Depression ever ended, except it just gradual, you know. Happiness is, I guess, what you make it, you know. I don't know about other people. And,